Today's daf is Brachas Daf Chav Vav, and we are 23 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Hey Amid Beis, Tanu Rabbana. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Lazar Ben Rameyer. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of saying a Dover Shebekdusha, be it Kriyishma, Tfila, Divrei Torah, even to be Maharer B'Divrei Torah, if you're in the presence of either Tzoya or Erva. The Makar to this halacha is Psukim in the Torah. It says in Parshas Kiseitze Machane Aloivecha, if you're going to go out and fight a war, V'neshmartam Yikol Davara, you have to be very careful. The reason is because to be successful at war, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection, and as a result, Hashem's going to be in your midst. You have to make sure that you refrain from certain things. Two things that the Torah singles out is number one, if you're going to go to the bathroom, v'shafta v'chisisa seyosecha, you have to make sure you cover your tzaya. Another thing the pasuk says is v'layir b'cha ervas davar, make sure no arayas. The way Chazal darshan this pasuk as relates to our sugya is v'chisisa seyosecha ki Hashem alekecha mishalech b'kerev machanecha latzulcha v'loseis oivecha lefanecha v'hoya machanecha kadosh. Said Chazal, anytime you're dealing with a Dover Shebekdusha, two things. Number one, v'chisisa seyosecha, you have to make sure you're not in the presence of tzoya. Number two, v'loyir b'cha ervas davar, you have to make sure you're not in the presence of erva. We saw a very long, intense, technical daf that discussed these halachos. So we're just going to conclude that discussion. Tanu Rabbanan, graf shorei. So that's the equivalent of a toilet where somebody went gedolim, or a urinal where somebody goes ketanim. Also, likras kriyishma kenegdon. The halach is you're not allowed to say kriyishma in its presence. Even if there's no tsaya, there's no meiraglayim, it doesn't matter. The mere fact that this is something that's used for tsaya and used for meiraglayim, that's a reason that you shouldn't be able to recite Kriyishma in its presence. Meiraglayim atzma, what about Meiraglayim itself? So of course you can't say Kriyishma in the presence of Meiraglayim. However, if you would add a little bit of water to the Meiraglayim, then it would be okay. The kama yatul l'soichan mayim, how much water? Kolshu. Tanakama says a kolshu. Rab Zakeh says it has to be more than a kolshu. Revius, it has to be a revius. So ironically, Meiraglayim is a little more lenient than the avid shel meiraglayim, meaning urine is more lenient in these halachas than the urinal. So if you're in the presence of urine, you could put a little bit of water. According to the Tana Kama, even a mashu of water, and then it's okay to recite a Dover Shebekdusha. The urinal, even if there's no meiraglayim there, but being that it's something that's ordinarily used for meiraglayim, there's no way to be mevatalit, and you're never allowed to recite kriyishma in its presence. Says the Braisa, bein lifnei amita, ubein la'achar amita. So apparently people had this graf shel ri'i, or this abed shel meiraglayim, sometimes in their bedroom. And there were, says the Braisa, that it doesn't matter if when you're reciting kriyishma, your bed is separating you from the toilet, or it's not separating you. Meaning, it doesn't matter if you're saying it in front of it, or if there's a mechitza between. Either way, it's going to be a problem. Shem Gamliel Loimer, Shem Gamliel says, not necessarily. If it's behind the bed, meaning the bed is separating you, then it's okay. Lifnei Amita, if it's in front of the bed, meaning there is no separation between you and the Graf Shel Ri'i and the Abed Shel Meiraglayim, then it's not going to be okay. Avo Marchiku Arba Amis. Shem Gamliel said, you do have to be Marchik Arba Amis. It's not clear whether Marchiku Arba Amis is going back on La'achar amita, where Rav Shimon Gamliel said koire, or it's going on lifnei amita, where Rav Shimon Gamliel said ene koire. The world's going to clarify that. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and then the Braisa concludes and says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, afilu bayis mei amo, if you have a house that's 100 amas big, lo yikra achi yoytziyim, it's not okay to say kriyashma if this graf shel rei or the abed shel meiraglayim is anywhere in the house, unless you do one of two things. You remove it, obviously, or there is a kul, if you put it under the bed, that will be okay as well. So the Gemara is going to explain this price. Number one, Heichikam. Shem Gamliel Shita was that if you're in the presence of a Graf Shorei and Abba Shomei Raglayim, it's not 100% certain that you won't be able to say Kriya Shema. What does it depend on? La'achar amito, if it's behind the bed, meaning the bed is being mafsik, it's like a mechitza, kaira, then you could say Kriya Shema. If it's in front of the bed, there is no mechitza, ene kaira. And then he said, however, you have to be marchik abam. He says the Gemara, heichikom, achar amito kaira, miyad, lifnei amito marchik abam. As Rashi Gamliel said, marchik abam, he was referring to lifnei amito, meaning, even if it's lifnei amita, there is no mechitza. As long as you're talar ames away, that's okay. Or yidul mahachi kamar la'achar amita marchi talar ames. It was referring to la'achar amita, where Reb Shimon Gamliel said that if there's a mechitza, it's okay. It's only if you're 4 ames away. If you're within 4 ames, even if there's a mechitza, it's not going to be okay. But lifnei amita, if there is no mechitza, talar ames is not going to help. In the kiddush class, as the Gemara Toshma Tanya, we could bring a raya not from this brisa, but from another brisa. Reb Shimon Alazoim, Reb Shimon Alazoim said in the other brisa, achar amita koyer miyad lifnei hamita marchik arba amos. So Reb Shimon Alazor in this other brisa is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's shita in the previous brisa. The Gemara is going to ask the kash in a moment, but for now we just want the shita. Forget about who said it. What was Reb Shimon Alazor's shita in the second brisa? That if it the abit shel meiraglayim or the graf sharei is behind the mita, you can be kari miyad. You don't need dalad ames. Where it's lifnei hamita and there's no mechitza, there marchik arba ames. So clearly, if that's what Reb Shimon Alazor said in the second brisa, it's probably what Reb Shimon Gamliel meant in the first brisa. So you see that the dalad ames is referring to the case where it was lifnei hamita. Reb Shimon Gamliel says in the second brisa, afilu bayis mei amo, if the house is 100 ames big, lo yikrach yotzien oisheni chatach samito. You can't say kriyashma unless you take it out or you put it underneath the bed. Bottom line is, says the Gemara, bayin nefshitala. We would just push it the bayin. The bayah was Reb Shimon Gamliel said Marchik Arba Amis. Was he referring to La'achar Amita or was he referring to Lifnei Amita? The Gemara was Poshed. He was referring to Lifnei Amita. The Gemara was Poshed and not from something that Reb Shimon Gamliel said, but from something that Reb Shimon ben Elazar said. But says the Gemara, Mas Naisa Kashin Adadi. We were Poshed the bayah, but we have a new problem. The problem is the two Brises seem to contradict each other because Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Shimon Elazar Shitas in the first Briser are literally flipped in the second brisa. There's a stira Reb Shimon Gamliel or Reb Shimon Gamliel, and there's a stira Reb Shimon Alazar or Reb Shimon Alazar. Says the Gemara, very easy answer. Epoch pas brisa, just flip one of them. And which one should you flip? The second one. Meaning, in the second brisa, Reb Shimon Alazar sheet is real Reb Shimon Gamliel, or Reb Shimon Gamliel sheet is real Reb Shimon Alazar. Says the Gemara, my chos is the afkes pas brisa. Epoch kamaisa. How do you know which brisa to flip? Says the Gemara, because man shamli do amar kuli bayis kar ba'amis. What was Reb Shimon Alazar sheet in the first brisa? Which was Reb Shimon Gamliel sheet in the second brisa? That you can have a house that's 100 amas big, it doesn't matter. It's considered like a dalad amas. You know who holds that in another place in Shas? Reb Shimon ben Elazar. So being that is Reb Shimon ben Elazar Shita, it makes more sense that it's Reb Shimon ben Elazar here in these sugis as well, not Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, where else did Reb Shimon ben Elazar say this halacha? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, lo yodati hechani. I don't know where that is. If you take a look at Reb Kiveger in the Gilyan HaShas, this is one of the longest Gilyan HaShas you'll ever see, and it's Reb Kiva Eger, the Baki, not Reb Kiva Eger, the Oiker Harim. He says, V'chein b'Rashi Shabbos Tezayin Amadbeis. He quotes every place in Shas where Rashi says, Lo Yodati. Interestingly, it's a very long list. Rashi, the ultimate Mefarish, sometimes, and actually oftentimes, said Lo Yodati. He simply did a nopsha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, my name is Rav Huno. I asked Rav Huno, Amita Pachas B'Shleisha, Pshita Li Tikalav Adami. So we're going back to Rav Shimon ben Elazar Shita, which is that if you're in the presence of a Graf Shorei or Abba Shomei Raglaim, you can't say Kriyashma. What do you do? So either you have to take it out of your house or put it under a bed. So Rav Yosef wanted to clarify this Shita. He said, it's Pasha to me. If the bed would be less than 3 Tfachim tall, the halacha would be that if you put the Graf Shel Rei, the Abed Shel Meir Raglaim underneath that bed, we would invoke the principle of Lavud, and it would be okay to say Kriya Shema. Now, Lavud is of Masechta Sukkah fame, of Masechta Erevin fame, where we say that if something's within 3 tefachim from the ground, it's as if it's literally on the ground. So here too, if the bed is within 3 tefachim, we look at the bed as if it's physically on the ground. If it's physically on the ground, it's covering the Graf Shorei, it's covering the Abed Shomei Raglayim, so it's Pashit in that case, it would be okay. However, Shloisha, Arba, Chamisha, Shisha, Shiva, Shmoyne, Vetisha, but what if it's not less than 3? It's either 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9. Ma'u, what would be the halacha? Amalis, he told him, Layotan, I don't know. Asara, what if it was, what about 10? So he said, Vadi, let me buy you. So there, Rabbi Yosef explained, I didn't ask that either. Meaning, it was Pashit to me less than 3, it was Pashit to me 10 as well. Amalia Abayas, Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, Shapa of this Layotan. You're smart for not asking that, because it's poshit that if it would be 10 tefachim or higher, it wouldn't be considered a covering. Why? Another principle that you find in Masechtas Sukkah, and Masechtas Erevin, and Masechtas Shabbos also, by the way, and that is kol asara rishus achritihi. Because if something is 10 tefachim or more above ground, we look at it as a separate rishus. We don't look at it as being part of the ground anymore. As a result, it's covered by something 10 tefachim on top of it. It's not considered a covering. So, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, you wouldn't be able to say kriyashma. Amar Rav Hilchas, so what's the halachas? Pachas mishloi shogel avadam. If it's less than 3 tefachim, love it. Asara rishus achritihi. Mishloi shad asara, haini debayim b'nei Rav Yosef, Rav Huna, v'lai pashale. So, Rav just said, the halacha is pretty much what we just said. Which is, we don't know. Amar Rav, halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar. V'chein amar Bali, amar Rav Yaakov, brother Bas Shmuel, halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar. V'rava amar in halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar. As it relates to whether the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, so that too is a machlokes amira. Rav Achoy, he asked le libre. So the Gemara is going to shift topics a little bit. Rav Achoy married off his son, be Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, to the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Aile l'chopa, they got married. V'lo yhavim mistaya milsa. So Rashi says, shloi hoyu yachal livoil. That the chassid and the kala, they were having trouble with the bila rishayna. So the Gemara says, Ozo Basrei, Rav Achoi went to the room where the chassid and kala was, li'iyune, chazal sefer Torah demantri, so there was a sefer Torah. Oh, Malus, he walked out and he said that, you see, the chassid and kala had tremendous yata d'shmaya, because iku hashtoloy asoi sakantun lebri, because they almost put themselves in an unbelievable state of sakana. The tanya, because we learned to the brisa. If there's a room and there's a sefer Torah, I'd fill in. Also, l'shamish b'yas amita, they are not allowed to do tashmish unless you remove it, or you put it in a kli wrapped into another kli, a double covering. And you see from this Gemara that not only is it usur, but apparently it takes on the stringency of sakana as well. Right? What was Rav Achoy's reaction when he saw this? He said, "Hash iku hashto loy asoi sakantun libri." There would have been sakana. What difference does it make if it's usur or if it's merely sakana? It makes a tremendous difference, because in halacha, chamira sakanta meisura, and there's many kulois when it comes to sfeikas, when it comes to bittul berayv, svek sfeika that we use and rely on when it comes to questions of isav heter that we don't rely on when it comes to sakana. So this idea of not being mishamish hamita in the presence of a sefer Torah tefillin, you see from this Gemara, isn't just a question of asa muter. It's actually a question of sakana, which would make it a lot more chamer in halacha. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, this that we say, kli b'toy, kli lo yishanu, and Abaya made a similar comment earlier in the parak. Elo b'kli she'ina kilyan. This is only true if the kli that it's in is not its kli. It's not designated for the sefer Torah, for the tefillin. Avo b'kli she'u kilyan, afil asara mani, kechad man adami. But if the tefillin, let's say, is in a taller zekel, which is in another zekel, which is in another zekel. But this is the way you always carry a tefillin. So they're all bottled to the tefillin. We look at it as chadmana. One keli it's considered, but more than one keli it's not considered. Oh, my Rava said, glima akamtera keklivetoich kli dami. What happens if you have a sefer Torah, let's say, in an aron, and you cover, you drape a curtain on top of the sefer Torah? So it's not completely enveloping it. It's just on top of it. A curtain is also considered a covering. I'm Rabbi Shulman Levi. Sefer Torah tzarech lasas lemechitza zarech tvachem. A sefer Torah, if someone wants to be meshabesh hamita in the same room as a sefer Torah, it's not enough that it's kli b'soy kli. You have to have a mechitza as well. How tall does the mechitza have to be? The same height it always has to be. 10 tvachem. Mazutra ikla lebe ravashi. Chaz yule duchte de mar baravashi. Rav Zutra was once Ravashi's house, and mar baravashi, who of course was Ravashi's son, Ravashi is the author of Talmud Bavli, Ravina Ravashi, one of the great Amiram of all time. So was his son Marba Ravashi, often quoted. So Marba Ravashi had a room in Ravashi's house, and he walked into his room, and he saw the monach be sefer Torah. There was a sefer Torah there, and there was a mechitza that was 10 tefachim tall. And it was obvious to him that the reason there was a mechitza was for tashmish. Amalezi told the commander, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, oh, you're following Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who said you could do tashmish in a room with a sefer Torah, as long as you have a mechitza. That he told him, this is all true if you don't have another room. But he says, it looks like you have other rooms in your house. There's no reason to have Tashmish Amita in the same room as the Sefer Torah. Yeah, b'di'evet, kli b'toy, kli, with a mechitza asara, kadokya. A Malaysi told him, I didn't realize. So going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, how far does a person have to be removed from Meiraglayim or from Tzoya if he wants to say Kriyishma? So the halacha was Dalaramas. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Schoira, Omar Rav. This is only true if it's behind you. So if you don't see it, it's merely behind you, then there's a shear of Dalad Amas. But if it's in front of you, then it's a problem. Even if it's more than 4 Amas away, if you could see it, it's a problem. Even though the Mishnah said it regarding Kriyashma, the same is true for Tefillah. Any afraid to Gemara. Raf from Bar Papa. Raf from Bar Papa said, I'm Rav Chizda, name Rav Chizda. A person's allowed to be standing next to a Beis HaKise in Davin. So you see from here that maybe there's an idea of Malay Einav regarding Kriyashma, but not Tefillah. It's a Beis HaKise that's clean. It's not dirty. We see already that a urinal or a toilet bowl or a Beis HaKise, all these things are problems, even if they're clean. So who cares if there's no tzaya there? You're right. He said a different teretz. That price is talking about where it was a new Beis HaKise, meaning it was never used. Oh, it was a Beis HaKise that was never used, so there's no reason that should be a problem. But the Gemara says, not either so simple. Because Rabbina wasn't sure about this. It's a middle Beis HaKise. If someone set aside a Beis HaKise, but it was never used, what's the halacha? Yesh Zimon or Ein Zimon? This is similar to the question throughout Shas. Hazmana Milsi or Hazmana La Milsi? Meaning, do you say, being that it was designated for a Beis HaKise, it already takes on the status of Beis HaKise? Or perhaps not? Told him back. It's true. Rabbina had the Shaila regarding a Beis HaKise. But his question was something else. That was Litzluye Bigaveh. Somebody wants to daven in the Beis HaKise. So where are we davening? Where's the minyan? It's in the Beis HaKise. What do you mean, Beis HaKise? It was brand new. It was never used. Okay, if it was set aside for it already, it could be that's a shiloh. I will connect. Here, no one's davening in the Beis HaKise. It's a question of davening in the presence of the Beis HaKise. You could see it. Ordinarily, there's a halacha of Meloy Einav. Kamash Malon, that a new Beis HaKise, even if it was designated, that's not going to be a problem. One last halacha on my Rav. Hani bati kisoy de parsoy, the bathrooms of the Persians, afa gafte ispuhu tzaya. This is a chiddush. Even if there is tzaya, so number one, it's a bathroom. Number two, there's tzaya, tarte l'reyasa. Still kistum and nami. We look at it as if they're stuffed up, meaning it's not a problem. So what was unique about the Persian bathrooms, says Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, b'chafira hayu, they would in the ground, upihem berochek min haguma, meaning pihem, where the person sat, was very far from the guma, which is where the tzaya eventually went. Vubishipu, additionally, it was on an angle. The harei miskalgal v'noifal laguma. The point is, being that the tzaya was so far away from where the person sat, so the tzaya is not a problem. But here's a bigger chiddush. Not only is the tzaya a problem, you don't look at it as a Beis HaKise at all. If for some reason, this wouldn't be an ish. Zok de mishlevata. So we return to what the topic was, before we digress, and that was the halacha of a Balkari. The Mishnah had said that a Balkari is not allowed to recite Kriyashma. Why not? It's because of Ezra HaSoifer's Takana, which is mentioned in Perek Merubah from all places, Masechtes Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara says Ezra instituted 10 Takanois. The 10th was that a Balkari, doesn't matter if he's a Balkari because of an Aveira that he did, or if a Balkari because of a mitzvah that he did. A Balkari is not allowed to recite any Dover Shabbat Kedusha. So what should he do when it comes time to say Kriyishma? The Mishnah said, Mahara Beliboy, says the Mishnah on that note. And if this Mishnah sounds familiar, it's because we discussed it already earlier, and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Zav Shera Keri, a Zav. So this Yid is a Zav. He has the Tumah Chamura, that comes along with being a Zav. And now he was Ra'a Keri. V'nida, she palta shech vazera. A woman that's a Nida, and she was palta shech vazera. So if a man is Mishamish Mitasei with a woman, and then the Zera emerges from the woman, she too gets a halacha of a Balas Keri. V'ha Mishamish she'ra'a Nida, or a woman that was Mishameshes, and then afterwards she became a nida, meaning before she had the ability to be toivel tefillah Ezra, taloch is trich and tefillah, they all need tefillah. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that all these people are tamei tumah chamura anyways. The zav is anyways a zav. She's a nida. So you would have thought that being that they have tumah chamura, what's the point in going to the mikvah? You're going to the mikvah to remove the tumas keri? You have the tumah chamura. You're going to walk out of the mikvah a zav. You're going to walk out of the mikvah a nida. So sol kedai techamina, maybe the whole takana Ezra doesn't apply over here. Maybe there's no point, or at the very least, of the tefillah Ezra. That's the chiddush tzrichin tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda poiter, Rabbi Yehuda seno. Ibayilu, balkeri shera ziva, Rabbi Yehuda mal. What would be if a balkeri before he had a chance to do Tfilas Ezra, saw Ziva. Meaning, the Mishnah's case of a Zav, Sherah Keri, was when the person was first a Zav, then he was Raya Keri. So first he had the Tumah Chamura, now he was Raya Keri. Rabbi Huda said, being that you were a Zav, anyway, so there's no point in Tfilas Ezra. Says the Gemara, what would be if in the reverse? What would be if first the person was a Balkari? So he already has the Chiyav to do the Tfilas Ezra. And afterwards he was Ra Keri. So what would be the Allah? Keep Pater, Rabbi Huda Hasab Azav Shara Keri to make Karla Mat Tfilah. Maybe Rabbi Huda only said Pater because the person was first a Zav. He already had the Tumah Chamura. Now he gets Keri, so there's no idea of going to the mitvah because he was a Zav already. Abba Balkari Shara Ziva. But maybe first if he was a Balkari, then he became a Zav. Dimi Karla Mat Tfilah. Meaning, as soon as he became a Balkari, he had a Chi of Tfilas Ezra. So maybe, even though later he became a Zav Mechayev, he'll still have an obligation to do the Tfilah. Says the Gemara Toshma. Even though you have no Raya from the Mishnah regarding the Zav Shira Keri, but you have the Raya from the woman in the Mishnah. Because what the Mishnah say, HaMeshameshes, V'rosa Nido, Tricha Tfilah. If a woman was Meshameshes, meaning she became a Balas Keri, and then afterwards she became a Nido, Tricha Tfilah, Rabbi Yehuda Poiter. But Meshameshes, V'rosa Nido, is Balkari Shira Ziva Dami. It's the same exact case. Balkari Shira Ziva is the man. Mishameshes Verasa Nida is the woman. But the principle is the same exact thing. Where there was a Chiyav, he was a Bar Tfila, she was a Balas Tfila. And then afterwards, there was some sort of Tumah Chamura. V'ka Pater Rabbi Yehuda. Shema Minos. You see clearly that it makes no difference which way it was. Tani Rabbi Chiyav Behedya. Rabbi Chiyav said this Mefurish. Balkari Shira Ziva Tzorech Tfila Rabbi Yehuda Poiter. Meaning the Mishnah's case is Zav Shira Keri. Rabbi Chiyav said exactly the way the Braisa came out, which is Balkari Shira Ziva, it's Lav Dafka, Zav Shira Keri, Hadron Alach, Mishameis. Before we start the next parak, which is really a whole nother topic, we're going to go from the halachas of Kriyashma to discuss the halachas of Tfilah, one Ha'ara. So the end of the third parak was rather intense. So just to end a 3-4 daf intense run with a light Ha'ara, a little bit of Drush. The Mishnah in the Masechtas Yuma says that Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei mi atem mitarim, Umi mitar eschem, Avichem shebashamayim. Rabbi Akiva said, Ashreichem Yisrael, Klai Yisrael, they're so lucky. Why? Because when you need Tahira, who's mitar you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitar you. Shenema v'zorachti aleichem mayim tahirem utahartim. V'oimer mikvi Yisrael Hashem. Rabbi Akiva said, "Ma mikvah mitares atmeim, af Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitares Yisrael. Ashreichem Yisrael. Why? Because mikvah Yisrael Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is our mikvah. And ma mikvah mitares atmeim, af Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitares Yisrael. The Lubavitcher Rebbe shtelled on this Mishnah. What's this lashon of ma mikvah mitares atmeim? Of course, a mikvah is mitares atmeim. What a mikvah is mitares atahirim." Of course it's mitaheres atmeim. What's this loshin, ma mikvah, mitaheres atmeim? So he said a dover nifla based on this last Mishnah that we just learned. The Mishnah says, Zov shira keri, nida shapol teshichva zera, v'ameshameshes shira so nida, tzrichin tefila. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, the Zov's going to go to the mikvah to be mitaher himself from Tumas keri. He's anyways a Zov. When he leaves the mikvah, he's going to be tamei anyways. He has a tumah chamura. He has to wait 7 days. He has to bring a carbon. So for what point does he go into the mikvah? Vashtetin Mishnah is that if a person has an ability to be mitire himself from a little bit of tuma, there's such a concept even though he's still going to remain tuma. Meaning the mikvah is not all or nothing. It's not the pshat, either you go to the mikvah, you walk out at tzadik gomor, or you just end up remaining tuma. There's an idea that a person could go to the mikvah, and the mikvah is going to help him for the tuma kala, even though he's going to emerge still being tuma. He's still going to have tuma chamura. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, that's what Rabbi Akiva meant. He said, ma mikvah mitaires atmeim. Of course only a tuma goes to the mikvah. Because if you're a tar, what do you have to go to the mikvah for? But ma mikvah mitaires atmeim. It's mitaira person, even if after he emerges from the mikvah, he's going to be tameh. You walk out, you're going to be tameh, just like you were tameh when you went down. But the mikvah's metair a little bit. Ma mikvah metair es atmeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metair es Yisrael. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to tshuva, it's not all or nothing. And a person could do a little bit of tshuva, and that tshuva is going to help, and even though he's not perfect, and he still has a balance sheet of liabilities that he has to reckon with. But it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the little bit that he does will count, it will matter. Just like the mikvah is metaher, even the tmei and the person who's going to remain tamei, afa kadosh baruch hu metaher es Yisrael. I was thinking just one ha'ara, and that is that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah argued, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not true that a zav shira keri v'nida shapalta shichva zera v'ameshameshet shira tzor nida tzrichin tefila. Rabbi Yehuda poiter. It's a machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. So who's the Tanakama? So I don't know. But one ha'ara, and that is, there's a ran in Masechtas Nedarim. I can't find it. Like Rashi said, lo yodati mekoymai, and there's a little Gilead Hashas next to this also. But I can't find this ran. But kimedumani, there's a ran that says that whenever there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and we don't know who the Chachamim is, it's Rameir. I'll tell you a ran that I was able to find, and that is in Masechtas Nedarim that find Gimel Amud Beis. There's a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Says the ran, the Chachamim Moimrim, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua. Dohu bar plukte de Rabbi Eliezer b'chol duchta. So here it's a mafurish Iran. He says it regarding a machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. We don't know who the Chachamim is. Says the Ran, you want to know who the Chachamim is? It's Rabbi Yeshua. How do I know that? Because he's always his bar plukta. So if I don't know who the Chachamim is, I don't know who the Tanakam is, I'm going to assume that the Tanakam, the Chachamim, is going to be Rabbi Yeshua. The Ran says it, I'm pretty sure, somewhere else, regarding Ramey and Rabbi Yehuda as well. But the point is, maybe, in the spirit of Drush, you could say that this machlekes between Ramey and Rabbi Yehuda is Ramei Rabbi Yehuda L'shita Sayo. The Machloik is Ramei Rabbi Yehuda Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin that we mentioned earlier in the Masechta. And that is, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bonim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem. But when is Klai Yisrael considered Bonim L'Hashem Alekeichem? That considered Bonim L'Hashem Alekeichem, there's not she noyagim minig Bonim. Meaning when they act and they behave like Bonim, then they're considered Bonim. Rav Meir argues, he says it doesn't matter, benkach hu benkach kriyim banim. It doesn't matter if you're behaving like banim, you're not behaving like banim, you're always considered banim. Meaning Rav Meir was poseach, pesach, ki pischoy shal ulam l'doif kei betruva. Rav Meir said it doesn't matter how low you are, it doesn't matter who you are, benkach hu benkach kriyim banim. This relationship that you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me, so to speak, and Hashem is willing to open up his hands and be mekabel you, whatever you're willing to or and able at that point to give, that's Rav Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says you want to be considered a ben l'Hashem l'keichem, you want to have that chiba yisera, you have to be noyeg minig bon. If you're not noyeg minig bonim, shishta azazach. Rav Meir, in his world, perhaps there's an idea that a person can be metayer himself in mikzas and still be zoicha to the man mikvah metayer es Yisrael afakadosh baruch hu metayer es atmeh. So I'll tell you something interesting. Ein beis medrash b'lei chiddush. We know the minig Yisrael is that if somebody is in a situation of tzara, so you give money to the Rameir Balanes Pushka, and you say alakad de meir aneni. Now that phrase of alakad de meir aneni comes from a Gemara Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara says Rameir was in big trouble, and he would recite alakad de meir aneni, and from that he had a Yeshua. Alakad de meir aneni was something Rameir said about himself. That's why he said alakad de meir aneni. Yet the Minig Yisrael it is, the Minig Yisrael Torah, that any Yid, it doesn't matter if his name is Meir or Yehuda, every single Yid, if he finds himself in a situation of Tzara, there's a skula to say, Alekad de Meir Aneni, the Mincha Saluza, the Munkachi Rebbe, in a Sefer Divrei Torah, it's a Madura Kama, it's Ois Tes. He brings from Chassidus Rebbe's that says, why Reb Meir, and why Alekad de Meir Aneni? Why not Alekad de Rashbi Aneni? Why is it Dafke Alekad de Meir Aneni? So he said that there was a great Rebbe who was very, very sick, and the doctors gave up hope on him. And he said to his chassidim, he says, go give money, put it into the pushka of Rav Meir Balanes and say, Alekad de Meir Aneni. So he said, why? He said, because the doctor said that it's no good. Reiv Goysesin, the Gemara says, is Lamisa. But we know Rav Meir was Chayish Lamiyuta. And being that Rav Meir was Chayish Lamiyuta, in the schus of Rav Meir, who was Chayish Lamiyuta, Alekad de Meir Aneni, said the Mincha Saluza, V'yesh Lahoysef, that when a person finds himself in an Eis Tzara, sometimes the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Meisim Suchim, and you know what happens? Is a Din V'cheshbin, like a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And they bring out all the schusim, and they bring out all the Averis. What happens if Laya later this Yid is Reiv Avoynos? What if this person's Reiv Averis? So what's going to happen? It's going to be tip. But Rav Meir is Chayish L'miyuto. So Rav Meir holds that even if a Yid has Reiv Avoynos, but the Miyut of Mitzvahs that he has is going to save him. This is Reb Meir's shita, I think. Reb Meir holds benkach hu benkach kriyim banim. This is Reb Meir who is chayish l'miyuta. He said it's true. You look at a yid that he's tommy as to mazov to masnida. He's a yid that's meluchlich betuma. But the little bit of tire that he has, the pintly yid that every single yid has, Reb Meir who is chayish l'miyuta, Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the miyut schuyos, and because of the miyut schuyos, nikru banim. Reb Yehuda's world. What do you mean? Reb Yehuda's Reb Meir's bal plukta in shas. He's the one that holds that you're not chayish l'miyuta. That's true. In Rabbi Yehuda's world, the person's Reiv Avoinus, he's not a bed, Hashem. That's just the way it is. It's a different Hanaga. But it's Ramei L'shitas, it was Chayish L'miyutah. That's why it's called the Meir Aneni. Maybe this Mishnah, the way Lubavitcher Rebbe explained, is related to Ramei Ashita. On that note, we turn our attention from the topic of the first 25 dafin of Masechtas Brachos, and that's Hilchas Kriyashma, to Hilchas Tefillah. So the truth is that the fourth parak of Masechtas Brachos, which segues right into the fifth parak, requires an introduction, but it got late early, so we'll have to save the introduction for tomorrow, maybe at the end of tomorrow's daf, but at some point we'll get to it. Zok the Mishnah, Tefillah Sashachar, Shachris. So what's the soif zman of Shachris? Says the Mishnah, Ad Chatzos. Kedavin up until Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Arba Shois. No, only up until 4 hours in the day. Tfilas HaMincha, what about Mincha? So the Mishnah doesn't discuss the Tchilas Zman Mincha. The Gemara will get into that. But for now, it's just the soif zman Mincha. Ad HaErev, up until evening. So what does Erev mean? Some say it means Shkia. Others say it means Tzeisak Echavim. Vadvarim Atikin. Good segue. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Plaga Mincha. You can only daven until Plaga Mincha. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Filo say, Erev, Ein Lo Kevin. My Rev, you can daven the whole night. Eshem Musafin. What about Musib? Kol Ayoyim, you can daven the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda says, Zayin Shoyz, only up until 7 hours in the day. Says the Gemara, Viramino. So you can daven Shachris, two shittas in the Mishnah. Tanakam is sending Tulchat Shoyz. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ad Arba Shoyz. Faith the Gemara, is that true? Mitzvasim, Man Eitzachamo. Kadesh Yisbach Gulu, Litfilim, Nisim, Mispalab Ayoyim. Remember, we're familiar at this point already with Vasikin. We're not 100% sure what it is, but we're familiar with the concept. And that is, you say Kriyashma before Nates, you say Mechgula with Tfila, and then afterwards with Nates Achama, you daven Shmoneh Esrei. So what do you mean? I thought you're supposed to daven Shmoneh Esrei by Nates Achama. You're not supposed to daven Shmoneh Esrei up until 4 hours in the day, up until Chatzos. So the Gemara says, it's true, there is an idea of davening Imha Nates Achama. But that's not mandated. It's not what you have to do. Kitanyahi livasikin. That was the minute of the vasikin. Amr Rabbi Yechon of vasikin. Are you going to raise manetz acham? Fkul Amos says the Gemara ad chatzois v'sulai. One second. So you're telling me the soif zman, the latest time you could have in shachris is chatzois. Is that true? Amr Rav Mori, Breider Rav Huna, Breider Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Amr Rabbi Yechon. This attributes itself to Rabbi Yechon. Tavli is Baal Arvis. What if somebody didn't daven Meirev? Mispal b'shachris time? You could daven two shachrises. Shachris, what if you didn't daven shachris? Mispal b'minchas time? You could daven two minchas. What's the kasha? Why could you daven shachris by mincha time? If shachris has a zman, and you can't daven shachris, latest man is chatzos, so how are you davening a second mincha? What's the idea of davening two minchas? One is mincha, the first one, and one is shachris, the second one. But how are you davening shachris later in the day? So says the Gemara, kuli yoyim matzli basal. No, you're right. Really, you could daven the whole day. If you want to daven shachris 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's okay. Ad chatzos yovel v'schar tefila b'zman. In terms of zman, however, the zman and the schar that you'll get for davening b'zman, that's only up until chatzos. Mikam ve'elach, schar tefila yoavile, schar tefila bizmana lo yoavile. Ibo yiluhu, tovlo yispalo mincho mashi yispalo arvis. So we just mentioned the concept of tashlumen, that if somebody misses davening Shmoneh Esrei, you can make it up. How do you make it up? By the next tefila, you daven two. So what if somebody did a daven mincha? Could you daven arvish tayim? Could you daven two myrivs or not? What's the shaylo? Intim tzloy betovle yisbal arvish bespal shachrish tayim. That's true. We just mentioned, Rabbi Yochanan said, that if you did daven myriv, you could daven two shachrishes, mishum dechad yoyim, it's the same day. Shachris and Meirev is the same day. Dichsev, Ayi Erev, Vayi Boiker. Yoim Echad. Ayim Brachas Dav Beis Amaral. Avol Hocha, but over here, Tefillah B'Makim Karbini. But Tefillah, he says, we'll see on Amid Beis, are all B'Makim Karbini. They keep it over, Yomai. Batul Karbani. Maybe you could say, just like you couldn't bring today's Karbin tomorrow, so too, perhaps, there's an idea, I can't make up today's tefillah tomorrow. Maybe no. At the end of the day, what's tefillah all about? You're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rachamim. It's called Emes Taboy, Matzli. Maybe you could have it whenever you want. Says the Gemara Toshma. Don't worry, I put my Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yoichana. Tovele Yispalu Mincha, Nispalu Arvish Tayin, Ve'em Bozem Yishum Ta'avar Yom Yabatul Korbani. Rabbi Yoichana said it clearly. So Rabbi Yoichana, who's the one who introduced the concept of Tashlumitas, and he said Mefurish, that it doesn't matter if you're going from Meirev to Shachris, or from Shachris to Mincha, Mincha to Meirev, even though it's another day, so technically, on Wednesday, I'm davening Tuesday's Tefillah, it's okay. Freit the Gemara Meisvei. On the whole concept of tefillah, tefillah's tashlumim. How does this make sense? The pasuk says in Kehelas, Me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin, vechesroin lo yuchal lehimonis. So what is this referring to? This is so there's a Mishnah in Masechtas Chagiga Davtes, where the Mishnah discusses this at length. So the Gemara brings one excerpt of a brisa on that sugya. Move us, la yuchal viskoin, zeshapitol kriyishma shal arvis, kriyishma shal sharkris. If somebody misses kriyishma, so over his mana, batal karbona. It's too late. You can't make it up. Oi, tfilo shal arvis. Oi, tfilo shal sharkris. The same is true regarding tfilo. If you miss a tfilo, bismana, you can't make it up. What does the end of the pasuk mean when it says, vechesroin la yuchal lehimonis? What it means is zeshe nimnu chaver l'dvar mitzvah. So you're a part of a chabura, and the chabura is taking upon themselves a dvar mitzvah. For lo nimnu imaim, and you decided to abstain. That's not okay. Either way, what's the kasha? You see over here that you can't make up a tefillah. It's mu'uvas lo yuchal liskoit. How does that reconcile with the concept of tashlumen? That if you miss the tefillah, just daven another Shemayna Esrei, and you can make it up. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Again, this is all Rabbi Yochanan. Halcha b'maya skinon, shebitel b'mezid. That Bryce is talking about where you were mevatel b'mezid. When is there an idea of tashlumen? That's if it was b'shoigig. If there was an oinus of some sort, you couldn't daven. But if you b'mezid, you decide, you know what, I'm not in the mood to daven in shachris, I'll just daven mincha, it's shorter anyways, just another Shemayna Esrei. That's not good. I'm Rav Ashi. Deikonami, diktoni, bitel, v'loi ketoni ta'a, shmamino. Rabbi Yochanan discussed the halach of tashlumen, he said, ta'a, v'loi hispalo. This Bryce says bitel. Bitel and ta'a are not the same thing. Tanu Rabbanu. More on this note of tefillas tashlumen. Ta'a, v'loi hispalo, mincha, v'erev Shabbos. What if somebody didn't have a mincha on erev Shabbos? So, mispalo, b'leil Shabbos, dayim. You can make it up. Friday night, you could have in two tefillas. Now, this is a very big kiddush. Why? Number one, it's not the same day. The Gemara wasn't even sure if mincha and erev should work because it's two different days. Here, it's not just another day. It's another day. It's a yom chol to a Shabbos. Not just that, it's a different Shemoneh Esrei. So you're going to be davening Friday night two Shabbos Shemoneh Esreis. The first one is Ma'ariv. The second one is going to be Tashlumen for Mincha. So you're making up a weekday Shemoneh Esrei with a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. That's not so simple, but the Bryce says you could do it. Tov lo yispalu mincha b'Shabbos. If somebody did a daven mincha on Shabbos, mispalu etzal on Shabbos shtayim sholchol. So it's in the reverse. What if you didn't daven mincha on Shabbos? Ta, you made a mistake. You were a shaygig, so you can make it up. How do you make it up? By davening two ma'arivs on matzoy Shabbos. Okay. The question is, when do you make havdalah now? We make havdalah twice every matzah Shabbos. We're mavdal b'tefillah when we say atachayin atano. And then we're mavdal ala kais when we come home and we make havdalah. So when are you supposed to make havdalah if you're davening two ma'ariv? Says the braisa, very simple. Mavdal b'rishayna ve'ina mavdal b'shnia. Why are you mavdal b'rishayna? Because every time you daven two shmeina esreis, one is a tashlumen. The first one is always the tefillah that you're holding by. It's the second one that's the tashlumen. So if the first one is the tefillah that you're holding by, so obviously that's ma'ariv. That's the one you're supposed to be mavdal. Then hivdal b'shniyah. Let's say you were mavdal by the second one. V'loi hivdal b'rishayna. And you didn't make havdalah by the first one. So shniyah also loy. The second one is great. Rishayna loy also loy. The first shmein asri doesn't count. It doesn't count. We negate that whole Shemayin Esri. Says the Gemara, why do we negate it? Maybe the Kibbutz Yavdal B'Kamaisa Kamadalit Sami Dami Umadrino. It sounds like it's because Atochay Nantanu is Ma'akev and Tefillah. Now we know if you daven Shemayin Esri and you forgot to say Atochay Nantanu, you don't daven Shemayin Esri again. We know it's not Ma'akev for a minute. The Gemara brings it. This is the Makar. Tavali Hiskik Vurus Gesham Ibtchias Amesim V'Sheilu B'Berachas Hashanah Machzir Noisai. But Havdala B'Chayin Nadas. If you forgot to say Atochay Nantanu, Ei Machzir Noisai. Mipnei Shiachal Amir Alakoyse. And the reason is because you're going to make Havdala at night anyways. So what's the reason that if you missed, you were a mavdal in the first Shemayin Esrei, you were mavdal in the second Shemayin Esrei, the first Shemayin Esrei doesn't count, I had an obligation to daven two Shemayin Esreis, and I daven two Shemayin Esreis. Now, I was supposed to be mavdal in the first, and I wasn't. So what? So why is that different than any time I daven ma'ariv, and I skipped atochay natano? The Gemara says kasha. Now, we know that whenever the Gemara says kasha, it means there's a teretz. The difference between kasha and tiyufta, but sometimes the Gemara will stop and say teiko. So teiko means tishbi yataris kushes vavayas. We have to wait until Mashiach comes. Al Yohan Navi, he's going to give us the answer. Tiyufta means we have no idea. Tiyufta is checkmate. What does kasha mean? Great kasha. We're not getting into it for some reason. Either it's toichek or for whatever reason the Gemara chooses to go vayta. But it sounds like there is a teretz. What would the teretz be? So the Rishonim speak out. The teretz would be that it's true. Ordinarily, if you have any ma'ariv and you skip atochay natanu, it's fine, b'di'evet. But over here, it's a problem. Because here, you had a daven two Shemayin Esreis. The first one was supposed to be Ma'ariv. The second one was supposed to be Tashlumen. What did you do? You said Atochay Natanu by the second Shemayin Esreis. So you know what you did? It's not pshat you didn't say atochay natano. You were megala das that you reversed the order. That first I'm davening the tashlumen, because that's the one I didn't say atochay natano by. This is Shabbos mincha. And then afterwards I'm going to daven ma'ariv. So being that in your mind, you're reversing the order, so it looks like you are having in mind by the first Shmoneh Esrei, the tashlumen, the second Shmoneh Esrei, ma'ariv. That's a problem, because you can't do the tashlumen before you daven ma'ariv. So the first Shmoneh Esrei is not good, because you can't do the tashlumen before the real Shmoneh Esrei. The second one is good, because that will now be the first. The point is, you'll have to make it up. Itmar, Rav Yisrael Chanina Amar. Rav Yisrael Chanina said, Tfilois Avos Tiknon. Who is Mesakin Tfilois? The Avos. Meaning, why do we daven? We follow the Avos. The Avos were Mesakin Tfilah. Rav Shulman, Levi Yom, Tfilos Kenegat Tmidin Tiknon. It's related to the Kabbalists that were brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kabbalists, Rav Yisrael Chanina, V'tanya Kabbalists, Rav Shulman, Levi. Tanya Kabbalists, Rav Yisrael Chanina, Avram Tikin Tfilah Shachris. Avram was Mesakin Shachris, Shenemar, Vayashkim, Avram Baboyker, Ala Mokoyim, Asher Omad Shom, Ve'in Abidah Ala Tfilah, Shenemar, Vayamay Pinchos, Vayafalo, Avram was Mesakin Shachris, Yitzchok Tikin Tfilos Mincho, Yitzchok was Mesakin Mincho, Shenemar, Ve'etzi Yitzchok, Losuach Pasodo, Lefnois Oref. You see, went to Davin, Mincho Toy, Ve'etzich Ala Tfilah, Shenemar, Tfilah Onik Yatov, Ve'lefnei Hashem, Yishpach Sichoy, Yaakov Tikin Tfilos Arvis, Yaakov was Mesakin Marev, Shenemar, Vayifka, Bamokoyim Ahu, Ve'in, Vayolin Shom, Ve'in Pigiyo, Ela tefila shenemar, as the pasuk says, va'ato al tispalu b'ado amazav al tisav adam rino tefila val tifka bi ki eineni shemeya oisach. But the point is, you see over there that tifka pigia is a lashon of tefila. So we find that Avram was mesakin shachris, Yitzchak mincha, Yaakov ma'ariv. We're gonna have to come back to this, but for now it's Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yosi de Rabbi Chanina who said tefilos avos tikna. Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Shulman Levi who said that the tefilos have nothing to do with the avos, but rather they're related to the korbanos that were brought every day in the Beis Hamikdash. Mipnei ma amru a long brisa tefilas shachris ad chatzos. Why is it that shachris is until chatzos? Says the brisa, shari tomet shal shachris korva hilach ad chatzos, because the tomet shal shachris was able to be brought up until chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda said at Arba Shois. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in the Mishnah was you could have in Shachris up until 4 hours. Why? Shari Tomet Shal Shachar Karev Oilech at Arba Shois. Because the Tomet Shal Shachar was Karev up until 4 hours in the day. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda argued with this man of when the Tomet Shal Shachar was able to be brought. That's why he argues with this man Shachris. Because man Shachris is related to Tomet Shal Shachar because Tfila Shachris is related to the Tamid Shal Shachar. Tfila Samincha Ado Erev. You could have a Mincha up until Erev. Why? Shari Tamid Shal Beinu Arbaim. Karev Ahoylech Ado Erev. Rabbi Yudayim at Plaga Mincha. You can only daven until Plaga Mincha. Why? Shari Tamid Shal Beinu Arbaim. Karev Ahoylech Ad Plaga Mincha. So again, the Machloikis regarding what the Soif's man Mincha is related to what the Soif's man Tamid Shal Beinu Arbaim is. The Brisa continues. Umipnei Ma'amrut Tfila Serev Ein Lokeva. Why is it that Ma'ariv is the whole night? Shari Evarim Uptarim Shloines Aklum Bipa Erev, craving v'hoilchim kol alayna. Meaning, Shachris is keneged the Tomet Shal Shachar. Mincha is keneged the Tomet Shal Bein Arbaim. Every single day, there were two korbanos oila that were brought. The oila was brought by the entire tzibur. It was a korban tzibur. One was brought in the morning. One was brought Bein Arbaim. Every single day of the year, 365 days, the one that was brought in the morning, the Tamid Shal Shachar, for that we have Tefillah Shachris. For the one that was brought Bein Arbaim, in the afternoon we have Tefillah Mincha. So what's Ma'ariv all about? There wasn't a third Tamid, because the Evarim and the Ptarim of the Karban Oila, the Oila had to be Kulei Kol. When were all the Evarim and the Ptarim put on the Mizbeach? That was brought at night, the first Mishnah in the Masechta, and it's connected that we have Ma'ariv. And just like the halacha was that any one of the Eparim Uptarim that were loynes aklu miva erev, craving v'hoichon kala layla, the din aktara was, technically, you could do it any time during the night, you could have a ma'ariv any time in the night as well. Why is it they could have a musaf the whole day? Shari karbim musham musaf and karb kala yoyim? Same reason, because karbim musaf could be brought all day. Rabbi Yehuda said, ad sheva shois, no, only up until 7 hours in the day. And again, this is the same Rabbi Yehuda, shari karbim musaf, karb v'hoilech, ad sheva shois. So the Braisa is going into real detail as far as the idea of tefillah, that tefillah is connected to karbanos, and the machloikas and the three arguments that we had in our Mishnah with Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham is all related to machloikas and that they had regarding the zman of bringing karbanos. Okay, now the Mishnah never discussed the earliest time to daven mincha. The Braisa does. Ve'izohi mincha gedoyla, meaning, how early could you daven mincha? So there's really two zmanim of mincha. There's what's known as mincha gedoyla, and there's what's known as mincha ketana. Mincha gedoyla is earlier, mincha ketana is later. The reason mincha gedoyla is earlier is the word gedoyla means there's more time between that zman and say sakri chavim. Mincha Ketan is later in the day. There's less time between the Zatman of Mincha and Tzeis HaKicham. It says, Veizoy, Mincha Gedoyla, Mishay Shoyesu Mechza, Ulamayla. It's from 6.5 hours into the day. So assuming that the day is made up of 12 hours, 6 hours is Chatzois, a half hour after Chatzois, that's once it's mincha ketana, it's 3 hours later. It's from 9.5 hours up until tzeis hakichavim. Why is the earliest time to daven mincha gedoyla or mincha ketana? Because these again was manim that related to the tamid shel bein arba'im. Rashi speaks this out. Rashi gets into the technicalities of 6.5 hours. But the point is, just super high level, the halacha is that, just like the Tomei Shabbein Arbayim, the earliest time you could bring it was Mincha Yudayla. That's why this man of Tfilas HaMincha is the same way. Says the Gemara, Iba Yiluhu, Rabbi Yehuda. You know, we'll stop here. So just exhale. So we began the fourth perek here in Masechtas Brachos, perek Tfilas HaShachar, and one of the themes here, right at the beginning of the perek, is Tfilas Tashlumin. So sometimes Chazal did this. For example, Perik, the Perik in Shas that talks about Dalad Minim is known as Lulav HaGazal. It starts off with a Lulav HaGazal. So we start learning the halachas of Tefillah with someone who forgot the daven. But either way, Puk Chazid, this is a yisoid that works. I heard this from a big tzaddik. But either way, so you have here that someone who forgot to daven. So what's the halacha? There's a concept of tefillas tashlum. If you take a look, there's a very long Tosfos on the top of Daf Chavav Amud Beis, where Tosfos brings a machloikis between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rif. Now the truth is, all the Rishonim bring this machloikis, and other Rishonim, such as the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yoina, they bring it not as a machloikis between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rif, but rather Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Parvencia. Regardless, there was a big time machloikis Rishonim as it relates to a halacha related to Tashlumen and Tefillah, which really goes to the gut of understanding how Tashlumen works and how a lot of ideas of tefillah work. So we'll just do what we do, introduce the discussion. The question is as follows. What happens if somebody davened mincha on Rosh Chodesh and he forgot to say Yalav Yavin? So he davened mincha on Rosh Chodesh and he forgot to say Yalav Yavin. He didn't remember that he forgot to say Yalav Yavin until Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. It's one day Rosh Chodesh, not 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, should you daven two Ma'arivs now, or should you not daven two Ma'arivs? What's the shaila? On Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Yalav Yavah. And if you don't say Yalav Yavah, you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. So if you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei again, that means that there's a problem with your tefillah. So if there's a problem with your tefillah, you owe now a mincha, because even though you daven, but you weren't yoytze tefillah, so it's as if you didn't daven. If it's as if you did a daven, so maybe now, when it comes time to Ma'ariv, you should daven too. Or maybe there's a difference between not davening at all versus the person that davened, there was just a problem with his tefillah because, for example, and this is only an example, he forgot to say Yalav Yavai. So Tosfos says right away, 3 Tosfos inside, Kosev Rabbeinu Yehuda, Im Tov Lo Yehizkir Rosh Chodesh B'Mincha, if somebody made a mistake and he didn't say Yalav Yavai B'Mincha, Lo Yispal Eloi B'Laila, he shouldn't daven a second Shmoneh Esrei at night. Why? The Lama Yispal Eloi. What's he accomplishing by davening a second Shmoneh Esrei? Just to say Shmoneh Esrei? Harei Kfar Yispal Eloi called Tfilas HaMincha B'Yayim Yoy. Et Shon Gizok Shmoneh Esrei. Narvas levad Rosh Chodesh Eliyisker. The only problem is he missed that on Yalav Yavoi. So if he missed that on Yalav Yavoi, so really what he needs is not a Shmoneh Esrei. He needs a Yalav Yavoi. Im kein emar viach klum im yachzav yispal b'moitzoy Rosh Chodesh. So he's not going to gain anything by diving 2 Ma'arivs now on Moitzoy Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because Harei lo yaskor et tefillas Rosh Chodesh. Because he's not going to mention Rosh Chodesh again. The Yud Ches as it relates to Shmoneh Esrei kvar yispal. So what's the point? So it says Rabbeinu Yehuda, a beautiful svara. He says, Bishlam, if somebody didn't daven. See, he needs Shmoneh Esrei. Oh, this yid needs a Shmoneh Esrei. So okay, if you need a Shmoneh Esrei, so then daven 2 Shmoneh Esreis by the next tefillah. That's the chiddush of tefillas tashlumim to make up the Shmoneh Esrei that you missed out. If, however, you daven Shmoneh Esrei, but there was a problem. For example, you missed Yalav Yavoi. So Luchura, what are you going to gain by now Matzoy Rosh Chodesh, making it up. Meaning, Bishloim, if that night was also Rosh Chodesh, then it's good. So you miss Mincha, now you'll daven Ma'ariv, you'll daven again with the Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda would tell you, of course, daven Shmoneh Esrei. Because you missed the Yalav Yavai, now you could shtel to the Yalav Yavai. But in this case, you're not shteling to the Yalav Yavai. Because when you daven two Ma'arivs, you're gonna daven shalchol. You're not gonna mention yalav yavai. So what are you accomplishing with the second Shmoneh Esrei? The fact that you mentioned the yudches bracha islach lanu ashivenu rifaenu baruch alei. You said it already. That you have. What don't you have? You just don't have yalav yavai. You're not gonna say yalav yavai anyways. So it says Rabbeinu Yehuda. Based on that, there's no point. It makes no sense in the world for you to go ahead and do it. Stating that, the Rishonim bring from the Chachmei Provencia that they argued, they saw it differently. And they said that it's not true. Because Rabbi Yehuda was assuming that if a person davened Shmoneh Esrei Rosh Chodesh and he didn't say Yalav Yavai, we look at it as if he davened Shmoneh Esrei, he's just missing a Yalav Yavai. Meaning there's a mitzvah, there's a din, there's a chiyuv, whatever you want to call it. To say Yalav Yavai in Rosh Chodesh, he wasn't masking Yalav Yavai. A big daven tate, a yud ches brachas he had. Said the Chachmei Provencia, it's not true. Because if on Rosh Chodesh you have to say Yalav Yavai, and you didn't say Yalav Yavai, you didn't daven the right tefillah. And if you didn't daven the right tefillah, it's Kaloy Espalo. And if it's Kaloy Espalo, then Lachura, you didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei. What do you mean? You said yud ches brachas. No, you said yud ches brachas, but you were supposed to say a Me'ein HaMa'ora. You were supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh, and you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh. So being that you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, today Heisas Lish Gedavin. So if today Heisas Lish Gedavin, it's Kaloy Espalo coming. So you need a Shmoneh Esrei. So you have a way to make up to Shmoneh Esrei. You make up to Shmoneh Esrei with Tefillas Tashlumin. When I make up to Shmoneh Esrei, I'm vayt, they're not going to say Yalav Yavai. That's not a problem. Because when you're making up to Shmoneh Esrei, you don't have to say Yalav Yavai, because it's already Maitzai Rosh Chodesh. In other words, we have a Lamed Shashayim over here, a real Chakira, 101. And that is, if somebody on Rosh Chodesh didn't say Yalav Yavai, he davened, but he didn't say Yalav Yavai. Is the pshat kiloy his spalo dummy? Like the Chachmei Provencia held, like Tosfos Medayik from Rav Alphus, from the Rith? It's as if you didn't daven at all, or no? About this, as if you davened. Why should it be as if you didn't daven? It's considered gedavened, but you missed that on the Me'ein HaMa'ora. L'may nafkemino. If you forgot it by Mincha, on Rosh Chodesh, you didn't remember until night, Ma'ariv time, when it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, does it make sense to daven two Ma'arivs, Tefillas Tashlumin or not? If you didn't daven, then you needed Tefillas Tashlumin. If you daven, you just didn't mention Yalav Yavai, says Rabbi Yehuda, what's the point in the Tefillas Tashlumin? The Tefillas Tashlumin is not going to give you what you're missing. You're missing not a Shmoneh Esrei, you're missing a Yalav Yavai. You can't get the Yalav Yavai because it's not Rosh Chodesh. You're anyways not going to say Yalav Yavai. The Koshek of a Goyen, Hashem Yom Kam Damai. In the Shailos HaTshuvos Eretz Tzvi, this is a Chelek Aleph, it's in Simen Chav Dalet, has a tremendous arichos on this Machloikis Rishonim, which he brings is also a Machloikis Achroinim, and he says at the very end, we'll skip to the end, where he says, I'll tell you several nafkaminos between this Chakira, meaning the obvious nafkaminos, what the Rishonim were talking about, Tfilas Tashlumin. But he says, I'll tell you many other nafkaminos. This is very geschmack. I'll mention seven of the nafkaminos that the Kosher Glover Goyen said. Number one, he said a person has to say Meir Brachas every day. So that Shmoneh Esrei, where you missed, well, let's just keep it simple. A person was supposed to say, he daven on Rosh Chodesh, forgot to say Yalav Yavai. Forgot to say Yalav Yavai. So he has to daven again. There's no shyly, he has to daven again. The question is, the first Shmoneh Esrei, that first Shmoneh Esrei, do those brachas count towards Meir Brachas or not? It's totally in the shayla. If it's kaloy hispalo dami, nishkedavin, it doesn't count as a bracha. So you can't count it for your meir brachas. If really you did daven, narvas, you missed out the meina ma'ira, you missed out the yalav yavai. Okay, so I have to daven again, but the tefillah that I daven is still considered a tefillah. This is another thing. We know you're not allowed to eat before you daven. So let's say somebody daven Shmoneh Esrei, and then he chapped, he sits down to eat breakfast, and he realizes, oops, it was Rosh Chodesh, I forgot to say yalav yavai. Can you eat? Could you eat or no? You're not allowed to eat before you daven. Did he daven Shmoneh Esrei? Or did he not daven Shmoneh Esrei? Says the Kashuk of a Goyen, if it's the Pshat Kaloyes Palo Dami, you have to stop. You're going to have to quickly go and daven Shmoneh Esrei, and then you can resume breakfast. If, however, you daven, it's just that you missed the Yalav Yavai. There's no halacha you can't eat before you say Yalav Yavai. There's halacha you can't eat before you daven. So that's the question. Did he daven or did he not daven? Here's another nafkemino. The halacha is that if you forget to say Ritzei, by benching on Shabbos. So if it's Friday night or Shabbos day, you have to bench again. If it's Shalosh Shudas, you don't have to bench again. He says, what happens if two people were eating together? One person is eating the Shabbos day Suda, and the other person was eating already shalosh shudas, along the suda. He was eating shalosh shudas. It came time to bench, and they followed the minhag gra, the maaser rav, where one person is going to be mitzi, the other person with benching. Right? There are people that still keep this minhag. One person is going to be mitzi, the other person with benching. The one that was mitzi, the one that's benching, is the one that has to say ritzeh, b'diyeved, because for him it's the Shabbos day suda, and he forgot to say ritzeh. The question is, he for sure has to bench over again. But what about the yid that ate shalosh shudas that's been yaitzah with his benching? Does he also have to bench again? Says the kasha glav agoy, and it's this shayla. Because l'churi, the same principle of whether yalav yavoy is ma'akiv in the tefillah, it's kolayis followed or not, is true for ritzeh and benching. It's the same thing. You have to be maskur mein amayra, right? You have to give a shout out to the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh, to the fact that it's Shabbos. That's the concept. So the question is it kolay beirach dami or no? So he says, if when you have to say ritzeh and you didn't say ritzeh, it's as if you didn't bench. So you didn't bench. If I didn't bench, how can I be mitzi you with my benching? But if really I did bench, Narvaz, I have to say ritzeh. Okay, I have to say ritzeh, you don't have to say ritzeh. So as it relates to your benchy, the one that you need is not going to be an issue. Says the kosher glove of Goyen, I'll tell you another nafkamina. What's the halacha if somebody is in, it's Rish Chodesh, he forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, he's in middle of Elikai Netzar, every detail matters. He's in the middle of Elikai Netzar, and he says, oops, I forgot to say Yalav Yavoy. So what's the halacha, first of all? Now let's go back to Ritzeh, and you continue your tefillah. What happens if the chazan is up to Kedusha? Or Omen Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarach? Or Kaddish? Could you answer with the chazan, or could you not answer with the chazan? If someone's holding by Ritzeh, and it comes, and the chazan says Kedusha, you should be quiet. You're not supposed to answer Kedusha. You can't say Yehesh Mei Rabba, middle Shmei Nasre. In the middle of Elikai Netzar, you do answer. Where's this yid holding? Is he holding in the middle of Elikai Netzar, or is he holding before Ritzeh? He's holding a middle of a Elikai Netzar, but he has to go back to Ritzeh. Says the Kosher Glove, maybe it's this Chakira. If, when you don't mention Yalav Yavoy, say, Heisnish Gedavint, so anything that you said after Ritzeh, you didn't, it's Nish Gezocht, it's Kalayas Palo Domes. What do you mean you're holding a middle of a Elikai Netzar? You plop it. That's not a Elikai Netzar, it's Kalayas, it's not Tefillah. It's not Tefillah. So if it's not Tefillah, you're holding by Ritzeh. If you're holding by Ritzeh, you can't say Kedusha. But if it is Kispal Dami, so if it's Kispal Dami, then Luchuru, you're holding in the middle of Elikai Netzar. There's a din you have to go back to Ritzeh. There's a din you have to go back to Ritzeh. Okay, you're going to go back to Ritzeh. He has another shayla. Is a woman. Does a woman have to say Yalav Yavoy? She should say Yalav Yavoy. But let's say a woman, she daven Shachris and Mincha, and she forgot to say Yalav Yavoy. Should she say it over again or not? Could be it's totally in the shayla. According to the Chachmi Provencia, the Yalav Yavoy is part of Tefillah. And if you didn't say Yalav Yavoy, it's Kalei Hispalo Dami. So a woman has a Chiyuv to daven. She davens. She should say Shmei Nesrei all over again. Because today, on Rish Chodesh, Yalav Yavoy is part and parcel of the Shmei Nesrei. If, however, it's not part of Tefillah, so what is it? It's just a special Haskara. That Haskara maybe is a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. And if it's a mitzvah, see, Tefillah is a mitzvah saseh shazman asman gerama. That's what the Gemara is saying, Dafchal from his days. That's why women daven. But this maybe is a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. If it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama, there's a lot of raid on this. Har ben yesh lefalful bazeh. We will, netzah. But for now, if it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama, maybe there's no idea for it to say Yalav. He says another shiloh. He says, Yalav Yavid, you have to say it balachash. So we spoke about a mashmiya koiloi b'shas tefillah. So Shmai Nesri has to be balachash. What about Yalav Yavoy? Does it have to be balachash? Does it not have to be balachash? If the halacha is that it's koloi hispalo dom, he said, sounds like it's part of Shmai Nesri. If it's part of Shmai Nesri, just like you say slachlonu balachash, so you'd have to say Yalav Yavoy balachash as well. If, however, not, if it's not part of the Shmai Nesri, so he says, it could be, this is a teretz to a minhag ha'olam that always bothered me. He says, when people daven Shmai Nesri, so the first guy, right, it's always a dash for the exit. So the first guy, Yalav Yavoy, the same talabatul of Rosh, says, how are you allowed to do that? In a halacha. Says, it bothers him. How are you allowed to do that? Shmoyna Esrei has to be balachash. How could you go b'koil rom? How do you have a right to do that? How are you allowed to say Yalav Yavoy? He says, it could be this is the limud chos. Maybe it's not part of Shmoyna Esrei. If it's not part of Shmoyna Esrei, there's no part of Tefillah balachash. We'll save the seventh nafkamina for another day.